Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya. I'm a supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Okay, what's your name again?
Aya.
Okay, how are you today?
It's Monday.
You're right, it's Monday. I have an issue. I guess Kim was, I'm gonna tell you, Kim was outstanding. She was very good and professional. My question was, I don't know if you have my account pulled up. I had nothing, I didn't have any clue or anything about this Factory Direct savings membership when I got this booster from the store. They gave me an incentive for a booster just to pay the taxes. Actually, the booster is not working. Haven't tried it, but then all of a sudden, $49.97 started being deducted from my account. And she said the most you can do is 50%. And I'm trying to get with you guys and see what you can do about the rest, because they just took out $49.97 today. And then they took out the ones the other months that I wasn't aware of. I've been out. I'm a disabled veteran. So now I'm finally going through my stuff. And then I'm trying to question to see what these bills are, if they're legitimate or not. And like I told her, I had nothing, no awareness of nothing about a membership. And she talking about I was supposed to get 100 and something for savings or account to apply to or something, which I haven't seen no emails or anything on that. But actually, I just wanted the booster because it was there. They offered it.
Confirm your name and address so I can make sure the right account was transferred with the call.
Name is Kenneth Hager, H-A-G-G-E-R. My address is 1808 Opal, O-P-A-L, Lane, Copperas Cove, Texas, 76522.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. So I did get the right account transferred, so I've been reviewing it as you were speaking. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding that has occurred regarding what our company was providing you. So the Wi-Fi booster was provided exclusively because you were signing up for our membership. It was a free gift for signing up with the membership gadget store. So I know you're stating that you did not receive them. However, with the membership fee, I do have a confirmation that it was sent to Ken Hager or Hager at hotmail.com. And I'm not certain if it was sorted into perhaps like a spam or junk folder or even a promotions folder, but I do have confirmation that they were sent. I would be able to get them replaced. However, let's see. I do show the last charge took place on the 6th for the membership fee.
Yesterday.
Correct. Let's see. Now, since you are stating the Wi-Fi booster is not working, we technically don't handle the tech department of it at all, but I will be able to get a replacement issued for you as a courtesy today. Let's see.
Now, what am I paying for this?
Now, since you're stating that you have not received the membership gift cards, what I'm going to be doing... Right. What I'm going to be doing is actually, since we do have a track record on the tech end, on the back office end, I should say, that would be able to pull the previous codes that you were sent for the store and resend them to you in kind of like one email. That'll usually take about 24 hours to receive, or up to 48.
I don't want this. So that's why I wanted to make sure it was canceled.
You're canceled as of today. There will be no future charges for you. That was done by Ms. Kimberly.
Yeah, so what are these numbers, code numbers for like 100 and something? I don't know what all that is or not. I don't have
that's the membership gift cards. So what we were providing with the Wi-Fi booster was the free gift for signing up for our membership for our store, the gadget store. So with the membership, you get a $125 gift card to our store each month until you do decide to discontinue. Since you're stating you have never received them, we would be able to pull from the tech end on the back office side. We would be able to pull the previous code you were sent and resend them to you, because I don't know how your mailbox is set up, but mine is set to delete itself every 45 days. So I don't know how yours works, but I know how mine does. So it could be something that happened. So again, we can get them resent to you. And again, you're canceled, so there would be no future.
Now, what does it, now that email sent, what is the name on it that's being sent?
Well, it would either come from the support email or the no reply email, since it's an automated process. However, I'm not 100% certain which one it would be. Let's see. I can give you our support's email, so that way you could keep an eye out on the one that's going to be resent for you.
Okay. Let me know. Now, what am I going to do with it, with these numbers?
Oh, with the gift codes?
Right.
You'll just go to the store, plug them in, and you'll be able to use them. There's no expiration date on them. A lot of people will utilize our service for like holiday and birthday shoppings throughout the year.
And what other charges are coming with those?
There would be no additional charges. Your account is canceled as of today, but you still have access to what you've previously received. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you wouldn't be getting any additional charges from this day forward. You'll get that 50% refund on your February one, and I'll have the 4 gift cards resent to you.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll also replace the Wi-Fi booster, since you're stating yours isn't working anymore as well.
No, it's not. Okay, gotcha. I appreciate it.
Yep, and is there any further questions?
Nope. And what's your name again? I can hardly, you know, my hearing ain't that great either.
I gotcha. Yes, sir. My name is Aya.
Aya?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. You explained it exactly how I can understand, and I appreciate your help and patience.
Oh, it's no problem at all. And everything that we discussed, I did get notated on the account. You should receive that replacement within 5 to 7 shipping days. That partial credit should be received within about 3 to 5 business days, and the gift code email should be received within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Any further questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're super welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.